This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. An initiative to legalize psychedelic mushrooms statewide is one step closer to the ballot. CPR's Max Lubbers reports proponents of the measure have submitted over 200,000 signatures to the Secretary of State.
The state still needs to verify those signatures, but if they're cleared, the decision will be up to Coloradoans come November. Veronica Lightning Horse Perez is one of the representatives of the campaign. She says she's excited by the growing recognition of the potential medicinal benefits of psychoactive mushrooms.
This is something that has been in humanity's history for a very long time. It's only been a couple generations where this got mislabeled.
The initiative would decriminalize the growth and possession of these mushrooms for people over the age of 21. It would not allow retail sales, but instead would give the state power to license healing centers, where trained facilitators would administer the substances. I'm Max Lubbers, CPR News.
Colorado is usually hit with tornadoes during the summer, but that hasn't been the case so far this season. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson.
When we have strong winds aloft, that gives us a lot of what we call shear in the atmosphere, the winds at the surface versus the winds up where the jet aircraft fly. And that can cause rotation, which can cause thunderstorms that spin. We call them supercells.
And those supercells often lead to tornadoes. Nelson says strong winds should migrate north as it gets hotter. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.